You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place.
Hi, this is Steve Magnus from Grand Geneva Resort and Timberwoods Lodge and Water Park, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and we have highlighted so many great places as part of our family road trip series here on WGN Radio. And one of my favorite places is just a short road trip away. It is one of the places I spent a good portion of my formative years in Wisconsin, one of the most beautiful places in the country. And it is truly a world away from Chicago and the hustle and bustle in Chicago area. Surprisingly close, though, just over an hour to get to Lake Geneva and Grand Geneva. On the line with us, honored to have, he is the managing director at Grand Geneva Resorts and Spa and the Timber Ridge Lodge and Water Park, the one and only Steve Magnuson. Steve, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Well, you are a guy that has had a lot of history in a place with a lot of history. Over 20 years as far as being familiar working in and around Grand Geneva, and that is a place that has a lot of history, has been a lot of things, but I think it's really in its best place today.
It is, and you know, people remember fondly the era of the Playboy Club when it opened up in 1968 and really helped put Lake Geneva on the map. And the Playboy Enterprise did a nice job with the property and ran it from 68 to 82. But then Marcus took it over, the Marcus Corporation, in 93. We shut it down. We did a complete renovation and then reopened up in 94 to really make it a all-season four-diamond resort right here in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, just north of Chicago.
You got a bunch of things in Wisconsin that people know and love, and of course so many water parks in the area, in the state. One of the things that is unique about where you are is the size of the property. I think the scope of the amenities, I mean, it is a beautiful, but not just fun, and I think that is a prerequisite for families these days, is you got to have the fun, but it is a beautiful setting. You know, you have golfing, I think there's a ski hill there. I'm not sure that you've got so many different things, plus a lot of woods. I mean, the property is immense.
Yeah, it's a 1,300 piece of acre land. Wow. That was it's glacier carved, so you just get this wonderful feeling on it. And you know, our slogan we created back in '94 when we opened was "Minutes Away, Worlds Apart," and that really said it all. That our market really is Chicagoland and southern Wisconsin, and they're so close to us. Yet when they come through the gates, and we hear it time and time from our guests, like, "Oh my gosh, what a beautiful property!" And we like to say you can park your car here, and we have a trolley transportation. You can bring around the entire campus, and there's enough to do here to keep you entertained for a long weekend. We also have a beautiful downtown that you can go shopping, and there's easy transportation to down that as well, and that's only 2 miles away from the property. But, yeah, we like to say park your car, and there's a lot to do right here on property.
You mentioned it. So Grand Geneva and Timber Ridge, it's an oasis of all of those things. But, yeah, just minutes away is really one of the great kind of, at least in the summertime, kind of tourist attraction towns that we have. Lake Geneva is beautiful. It's fun. It's bustling. I mean, it is an attraction all its own outside of everything that you have with Grand Geneva. When it comes to fun, oftentimes that is associated on the water park side. So as many of the luxury amenities that you have at Grand Geneva and so many of those things, the fun side on the water park side, now this is a unique animal and you have a specific experience in this. So what does it take to go ahead and put a water park in, and what makes Timber Ridge so attractive?
You know, first of all, it's right next to our market right there. It really caters to that under 12 kid. So the, you know, from six months old to 12 months old, it fits into their wheelhouse perfectly, where mom and dad can sit there and still keep an eye on their kid. And with that, though, when you're in a water park, you find out you aren't in there all day. You're in there about from 3 to 5 hours a day. So what do you do the rest of the time? And that's where all these other amenities come in place, whether it's miniature golf over there that we have, or kids' activities that we have, an arcade that we have, and that's all just right in Timber Ridge Lodge, let alone all the other activities that we have here. Or dad may watch the kids and mom goes to the spa for a while, or mom may choose to watch the kids and dad goes golfing. So lots of opportunities, or the whole family can go do the golfing deal, or the whole family can go over to the spa and sports center and shoot baskets, rock climb, workout, lots of things for them to do. And that's why it works so well with a Timber Ridge to be connected right here within our Grand Geneva property.
Letting the listeners know, we're talking with Steve Magnuson. He's the managing director at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa and Timber Ridge Lodge right there in Lake Geneva when it comes to water parks. I was excited to see, you know, we've had them and featured them on the show as well as Kalahari, and you ended up being the guy that was tasked with helping to kind of launch and open the newer location in the Poconos. So you know what it is when you think about a successful water park, a lot of those extra things that you build around it that need to be included.
And that's what you learn in the water park business is a standalone water park, and it needs to be packed with other amenities around it. And that's what helps Grand Geneva right here, is there's more activities just outside of the water, which we have. And I know you commented earlier, but we tried to really do is create this year-round destination. And, you know, we like to say anybody can be busy in Lake Geneva in the summertime because it's an incredible summertime place to come to. But how do we be busy year-round? How can we be busy year-round? And we have things like the ski hill on site, which is opens from the 1st of December and runs all the way through March, and great activity. It's a wonderful place for kids to come out here and learn how to ski, a family experience, and that's what we focus in on. Great hills. We have a wonderful ski instructor program. We have all the ski rental stuff. You just need to show up, and we can put you on the hill and train you how to ski and let you have a fun day activity. And along with that, other winter activities that we have available, from ice skating and sledding to you can go to indoors for rock climbing that we have here, play basketball, volleyball, kids' activities. So, again, we try to focus on the winter as much.
I mean, it's a full 60. You have so many different experiences, and not only do you have these things available, but you have a great staff, too, and I can speak to that firsthand, that is there to kind of help shape some of those either classes or kind of structured activities, whether it's for the kids or the families or the parents. And so you kind of shepherd people into some really fun situations you know that they're going to appreciate. Now, here's the other thing, too, is, and this is something I think that is unique to Grand Geneva, Timber Ridge, the properties collectively that you have there, is the amenities. And the new luxury villas that you guys have are very, very cool. So very thoughtful in kind of setting those up, giving people the opportunity to spend time as a family in a home setting. Really cool, well-appointed, brand new, and then enjoy everything that the resort offers.
Yes, and what we've done, so we opened up the resort. We started with the hotel, we built it, and then our goal was continue to add amenities and services on property to that all complement one another. And the villas is one piece that we were missing, and we got that open up here just this last year. 29 luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas. They're fully contained with the premium baths, beautiful kitchens in them, wonderful settings, all have fireplaces within them. Each section of units have their own outdoor swimming pool, and their own fire pits are out there. So it's a wonderful experience for guests to come and visit.
Yeah, it's so cool. You get to have all that kind of fun and experience things, but then spend time kind of commiserate as a family as well and in a beautiful setting. So here's the thing. We're getting into the holidays. The timing is come. People are kind of traveling all over, experiencing the holiday time in other places. Whether it's your business, your corporation, you want to go and have your end of year meeting, your Christmas, your holiday party, or even just individually in the families, you want to go spend time, collect everybody, and do it in a resort setting. You guys are doing that, and you have some great things coming up as we get closer to the end of the year.
Yeah, we do, and we started a program called Christmas in the Country. This was 23 years ago, and we wanted to create a 6-week-long program that could run an entire holiday season and then be repeatable year after year by adding new amenities and activities. So we have over 2 million lights. We have them outside, a beautiful drive, and then inside we have wonderful displays. No place like this is in the Midwest you can find than what the Grand Geneva has with all of our decorations and programming we have here. And then throughout it, we have lots of programming, whether it's Breakfast with Santa every Saturday and Sunday, whether it's our spectacular New Year's Eve party or our holiday brunches, our Christmas parties that we have. Yeah, we really have created a wonderful holiday season.
Well, Steve, you said it. You know, it is just a short road trip away, but a world away in so many different ways. And you've got all of those histories, the things that people know, love, and appreciate because of the region of the property or the hotel or the resort throughout the years. I feel, and I'm going to share this with the listeners, it is absolutely in its best place that it has ever been, in the best hands with Marks and, of course, with you guys and you personally, Steve Magnuson, doing everything that you can do. So before we let you go, give website information. People can see some of the things that are coming up, some of the activities. Get out there and see ya.
Yes, terrific. And thank you for the nice compliment. And it's a pleasure to work here. And Marcus, is we're long-term investors in this company, in this property, and we're here for the long haul. The best way for them to find us is our website is www.grandgeneva.com. And we're located right here in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Steve Magnuson, Managing Director over there at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, and of course, the very fun Timber Ridge Lodge and Water Park as well. Thanks so much for what you're doing. We'll see you as we get closer to the new year. Happy holidays, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Dan, same to you, and thanks to all your listeners for all the support they've given us over the years. We appreciate it.